When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, and that would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Well, they let me out of the closet, and I'll be back.
It's nice to have you back.
Well, I was just going to say that it's an M&M Sunday today.
That's right, and you know what today is?
Today is...
Drum roll.
Is November 20th.
That part's right.
2011.
But it's much bigger than that.
Much bigger than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
It's Animal World.
Yeah.
I'm back in the studio. Your birthday?
These are all great things.
Not my birthday.
But they pale in comparison to the significance of this morning.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to tell you.
Did I totally space something?
No.
What is it?
It just means so much to me.
Oh, I know. No, I know.
You do know.
I do know. And I was going to actually, gosh, it's our second date.
It is our second date.
See, I just took that psychic reel a little time
right.
to catch up there. But I do know.
It's our
second date.
It's big stuff. It's live radio. It's Sunday. We're here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be happier. More delighted.
Yeah. And for anybody who's just tuning in and is thinking, what the heck is going on? Well, as you know, Animal World's production engineer of more than 8 years, Gary Hill.
Your ex.
Well, we're sort of retired from the station
okay.
here a couple of weeks ago. And over those 8.5 years, we got to know each other very well. And, of course, we spent every Sunday morning together for like 8.5 years. I mean, give or take when he had to do sports stuff. But we evolved into becoming radio spouses.
That's right.
So we sort of had to divorce.
It happened.
It was an amicable separation
amicable.
And divorce because he has kids with another woman, you know, and has to take care of those children. But, you know, it's kind of like, what are those TV shows? They've been all over the news this week, the Sister Club or whatever, these polygamist people that now do TV shows and all that sort of thing.
Everybody gets a TV show.
I was the second spouse. Mary got him first. Not by long, but Mary got him first. But we were work spouses. And, you know, I mean, I had to beat up on him because, you know, he'd walk around here in his stocking feet and leave everything all over the floor. And he was just, so it was a typical, you know, working spouseship. But anyway, so now that he's gone and now that, Mike, you are in the saddle and filling Gary's position and quite masterly, though, I must admit.
We do what we can.
Yeah, and you have a great radio voice.
Well, thank you.
I like listening to you do the weather when I'm driving in.
It's so official.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to have weather today. 90% chance of weather today. How about that?
Well, speaking of that, we did have weather today.
Yeah.
We did, you know, and I once again, I am amazed and grateful for the kind of warm blanket I have around me, the insulate, because it's not always warm. Sometimes it keeps me cooler. The insulation blanket around me and the wonderful trees that I have, because yesterday, well, I did a counseling session with a couple and their dog, Silky Terrier, that wanted to take on the world and kill everything, was driving them nuts. But we had that all resolved by the time we were done. At any rate, I didn't leave to go to that session until I think I left my house around 12:30 in the you know, so midday. And I did some slipping and sliding down Old Owen Road, you know, to get into Monroe and out of my neighborhood. So I was a little cautious because that was midday yesterday, and the temperatures weren't that low. And, of course, last night, you know, we had the first really deep freeze.
Pretty chilly last night.
Yeah, so anyway, my warm blanket. I wake up this morning, and the temperature on my property was exactly 32 degrees. Now, it was frosty, and there was no question. It was cold, you know, and there's frost everywhere. But it was 32 degrees. When I got in my car, drove out, a half a mile away, it was down to 26.
Interesting.
1 mile away, and this is slightly lower elevation, it was 23 degrees. And it remained 23 degrees until I got down to like 405. And then it was up to like 31 degrees, and it stayed like 31 till here. It's 31 outside the station here. But nonetheless, after my little slipping and sliding, and I paid attention when I came home after dark when I was done with that session yesterday and kind of looking at the roads and thinking, we have a deep freeze tonight. What's going to happen? And in my experience out there, they don't really get to de-icing and stuff, you know, at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning. But I figured that I decided which route I would take out of my neighborhood. I have two choices, and I thought I'd be okay. But having slipped and slid yesterday, I was a little slow, and consequently I was a little later than I usually am getting in. But you and I, you know, we're doing pretty good on our second date because we just rocked and rolled right through all the production stuff we have to do before the show.
And as you said, the best part is we were both on time this morning. You can't beat that. That's 90% of
it
right there.
No, I said I wasn't on time.
No,
I was late.
What I say on time is that we were here before the show started.
Well, does that qualify? Is that what we have to do? Okay.
Late is
my word. Is there some wood around here? Because I'm thinking I don't ever recall being late for a show.
Yeah, that's
if that means after the show started.
Yeah.
Now there were times back in the Como days because I remember doing a live remote. You know, and their studio's downtown Seattle. And we were doing a live remote at some big shindig at Bell Square. And so we were over there, you know, way early. You know, you get there an hour, hour and a half early and all of that. And they could not get the remote set up for love or money. And so with like 5 minutes to showtime, the engineer decided this is not happening. It will not work. So on the phones to the studio in Seattle, and Tammy Michaels was on Como. She is again now doing her interior design stuff, but she was on the hour before me. And so she was still in the studio. So we said, hey, Tammy, we're going to jump in the car and race back to the studio because it can't happen here. So would you start Animal World, you know, for us? And so she said, great, she would stay in the studio, do that. We got in her car, we got halfway across like 520, the bridge, and the engineer calls and said, hey, I got it working, turn around and come back. Oh, man. So off the bridge, turned around, came back, and Tammy did a great job of covering the bases. But at that particular show, I was late for the show, but it was not my fault.
Those are pretty tough circumstances,
Can we blame Gary for that?
Pat, well, you know, he was around then. Yeah.
He was on the planet.
That's what I mean. So it was kind of a precursor for Gary of things to come.
Yeah. So,
but the moral of the story is that it's that time of year again, and when you are driving around, as Martha suggests, there are those little pockets. You just need to be aware.
Yeah. Oh well, and I'll tell you, this was back at Como days, and my farm was just a mile away from where I am now, so I essentially had the same drive down. And see, I also had this in mind this morning when I'm driving in. I had a Mazda pickup truck at that point. And I never did an earlier than 10 o'clock in the morning show, but for the last, I don't know how many years that I was on that station. My show didn't start till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but maybe it was when I was still doing a morning show. But anyway, I was driving in for the radio show on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day my show was. It got moved around a few times, but and the road, it was very cold. It was winter. It was cold, but the roads were just fine until I came down 522. And if you've come westbound on 522, you come down off that big hill, you go under Highway 9, and then you come around to that, the flat area of Woodinville. Well, I came down that hill, and of course we were going pretty fast because roads were fine. They were dry and clear. Went under Highway 9, came around and looked ahead, and oh my gosh, the whole road from Highway 9 forward was a solid sheet of black ice. Looking ahead, there were cars flipped and over on the sides and the Meridian. There were people standing all around. There were some cars. Well, and it was kind of like, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Well, fortunately, you know, I had the masters with me, and I knew how to breathe and spin the light and pray. Immediately started praying, and I also knew, no matter what, do not hit the brakes. I had a standard transmission, which I always said, so I could shift down. So I shifted down as far as I could, and there was a question of whether or not I was going to be able to slow down enough to not hit the person in front of me. And but everybody else in front of me ended up sliding out of the way. I made it down that stretch of 522 and around the corner, and then I had to make it up that ramp to 405. And, of course, that was totally iced, and there were no cars getting up there, sliding out and all of that. So I spun the light, prayed. I already knew that when you're going up ice, if you're going up a hill, you need to go as fast and as high a gear as possible to get to the top, and then you gear down when you get to the top. And so I did that. Fortunately, cars peeled out of my way, slid out of my way. I geared up. I went fast. I slid all the way to the top, came around the corner. When I got to that top of 405, it was absolutely jam-packed parking lot because it was all iced up there, too. But as soon as I got onto 405, it pretty much the black ice was gone, and then I was fine the rest of the way. Of course, I was on the phone to the radio station saying, you need to put an alert out, tell people, because people are going to kill themselves. That was the scariest thing I ever encountered on ice in a car.
It sounds like almost like the parting of the sea as you were heading up the hill there on 405.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing the way that works? Sometimes it's just sort of, everybody just sort of gets out of your way.
Yeah, I have another story like that, but we'll not do that now. I already wasted enough time here, but
no, it's a public service.
So I'm coming down that road. I have never, ever, and I will never, ever forget that experience. So coming down that way this morning, you can bet if there's any chance of ice, when I come down that 522 hill, I'd be going slow around that corner, and I'm watching to make sure that there isn't anybody in the ditches and the Meridian and people standing all over. And of course, it was fine today. There was no black ice, but I'm always cautious there.
Be aware and drive a little slower. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, here we are, you and me, honey.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
You know, I don't know. It seems to me that after our first date, that was 2 weeks ago. See, we were off. We decided we better take a 2-week break because we were kind of getting a little testy with each other after that first.
It's pacing.
Wasn't it? Yeah. But we were kind of a little testy after that. We decided we needed a break. So, and I had. Spiritual obligations last weekend, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive stepped in and hosted the show for me last week. And how do you think they did?
I think they did a great job. They're great personalities. It was obvious to me that they had worked together before because their rapport and their sense of timing cadence was just right on, and had a lot of phone calls, and they handled every one of them. And what I thought was interesting last week is a lot of shows were about animals, of course, and issues.
A lot of the calls were animals.
But
it all turned to find me a man day.
And what about my love life? That was sort of the last question. So it almost ended up like we could have you know, done a dating show or something, but...
There was something in the air last week
about
that.
I think it was.
Because, you know, Robin Alexis does this show a lot, too, and she's also, she's a mystic, and her show airs at 12 noon on Wednesdays. Well, I listened to the archived show of Animal World last week, because, I mean, it's my show, I gotta figure in the...
Gotta do it.
Yeah, and, but they had so much fun and such a great time that, but I wanted to listen. You know, they had 23 calls.
That's right.
That's a lot. And had a great time. I listened to all of that, and it ended up the underlying theme was Find Me a Man Day. Well, you know, the same thing happened on Robin's show the following Wednesday. Everybody calling in, they had one thing, and then it was like, well, you know, is there anybody coming into my life? You know, sort of thing. So I don't know what it was. Something was in the water last week.
Maybe. But we were trying to encourage men to call in, and so that we could do a little... Do a little match?
Well, I don't know. Was a woman find me a man? I'm just here to tell you, gals... It's not all it's cracked up to be.
There's an old dating proverb, and it goes, the odds are good, but the goods are odd when dating.
Well, I would say, you know, the when dating and all of that can often be very good.
Sometimes, yeah.
But, you know, once you get together on a permanent basis...
Are we going to go down that path?
Well, you know,
relationships are tough.
The thrill is gone at some point. You know,
relationships are tough.
Yeah.
And let's face it, we're such different creatures, men and women.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean that we can't have great relationships. Certainly doesn't mean we shouldn't seek out great relationships. But we have different needs. We have different motivations. We have different styles, particularly in communication. And it's a wonder to me how men and women last. Our relationships last as long as they do.
You know, see, they really don't.
Really cool.
It's just that we fake it, see, and print, and nobody tells the truth. But the truth be told, what happens is that you attract your own reflection. And so when you fall in love with someone, you often fall in love with specific characteristics that delight you and all of that kind of stuff. But once you start living together and, you know, long term, then what you really fell in love with and you loved in the first place really starts to tick you off. And pretty soon you're hating all that stuff. And what people don't realize is what you're really hating are aspects of your own reflection. So you might not do exactly the same thing in exactly the same way, but you do something very similar. And so the secret is deal with your own stuff. Because when one side of the mirror changes, the other side has to change or go.
That's true. And also... you can't understate the importance of good, open, honest, direct communication.
So maybe we'll just turn it into Martha Norwalk's dating show, huh?
Yeah, if anybody's got some advice or some stories they'd like to tell about relationships.
You might want to consider becoming a swami and just, you know, forget that stuff. Anyway, gosh, all that being said. And it doesn't matter. When Kim and Kevin do the show and you call in, you can ask her about anything. She talks to people or animals and... On this side or the other side, doesn't matter. She takes care of that sort of stuff. But anyway, they did a great job. And I'm going to give you the phone numbers here in a few minutes before we get to the second hour. And if any of you would like to call in and tell me how they did, if you liked it or not, that would be really fun. And because I'd like to know what you think. And I think they were delighted to be back on the air together again. I will miss doing the show with Kim because, you know, I've been doing the show regularly with Kim ever since, you know, Kevin left the picture. And I will miss that. But I had such a wonderful weekend last weekend. And it was so great to be able to go to Temple on Sunday that I decided, you know, after 17 years... I deserve a break. And since Kevin and Kim had so much fun, that they're going to come back and do it again. So the show falls on Christmas this year, Christmas Day. And over those 17 years, I've done several shows on Christmas Day, because we always do a live show, holiday or not, doesn't matter. And it's amazing how many people are with us live when we do a holiday show. So I wouldn't want to change that. And Kim has always been for a number of years, my Christmas gift to everybody, and she does the Christmas show with me. And this year, I was thinking, boy, it sure would be fun to go to Temple on Sunday. I haven't ever been able to do that, you know, on Christmas. And so Kevin and Kim are going to do the Christmas show. They're going to be here Christmas Day.
As will I.
Yeah, good for you. I won't. I'll be at Temple. And, although I might have a surprise or something on that day, but well, I don't know yet. It's not close enough. But then, I think as we get into the new year, what we're going to do is Kevin and Kim are going to turn the Martha Norwalk's Animal World into the Kevin and Kim Sunday once a month. And that way it's a good kind of compromise for me, because there really is nowhere else to move the show on the station where it won't get preempted all the time with sports stuff.
That's true.
So we have the best weekend slot, because at the most, you know, we maybe lose the last 15 minutes of the show, and it's very, very rare, you know, unless somebody gets into a tournament or something that ends up on Sunday, that we ever have to move the show or don't get to do a live show. But I would really like to go to Temple once in a while. So this way I'll get to go to Temple once a month, and Kevin and Kim will be able to be back on the air together again, and so it seems like a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I think that's exciting, and that'll start at the first of the year.
Well, they'll be once here next month, but it'll be the Christmas show. Mm-hmm. Then I'm thinking it's probably going to be the third Sunday of every month that they will be in. That just I'm feeling that, but we haven't etched anything in stone yet. But it'll be one Sunday a month. It'll be the same Sunday every month. I think it'll be the third Sunday of the month.
I like that.
So if any of you guys need to want to chime in on that, you certainly can. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
And of course, and speaking of chiming in, we should let folks know that we don't have a call screener today. So the way it works is
we have Mike.
We have Mike. And what Mike will do is when he sees the phone light up, he'll put you on hold just for a couple seconds until I can run into another room.
Well, it might be more than a couple seconds, depending on what's going on.
That's true.
But when you and you'll know you'll know that you've been put on hold, because once you go on hold, you hear the radio show playing in your ear, and just know that that's cool. You're there, and we'll either do, you know, like we've done in the past. I was telling Mike, Gary and I used to do an Art Bell thing, and we'd just bring you up live on the air without knowing who you are. And we've got a dump button if you start yelling at me. Mike will just dump you. But
I'm pretty quick on that dump button.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, whatever. But that tends to work out pretty well. But in the vast majority of cases, you'll just be on hold for long enough for Mike to get into the other room, because it would be very disturbing if I'm trying to talk to you about something and he picks up the phone in this room and then you hear that back and it just that doesn't work. So he'll put it on hold and then come get you in the other room. So I think that's good. Oh, I guess I should tell y'all what we're doing today. You think?
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Well, I've got a bunch of follow-up going on, and a couple of announcements, and then I've got animals in the news, and this is amazing. It rarely happens this way, but the vast majority of news is all in the good news department. Woohoo! How cool is that? And we are going to wind our way, Mike and I, through the first hour of the show today, and then 10 o'clock, we will run our fall into winter tip, because it's cold, cold, cold out there. Want our animal friends to be safe during this cold month. We'll run that at 10 o'clock, and then it's been a long time since she's been with us, but one of our wonderful advertisers, Nupro Pet Supplements, Janice, will be joining us from the East Coast. And she's just phenomenal. The story of Nupro supplements, what they're all about, is really incredible. And we will be discussing the history and the products and what you need to know so you can help your animal friends take advantage of them in the second hour. And then she's going to stay with us, and we're just going to talk about stuff in the third hour. And horses seem to be on the agenda for this weekend. We'll probably open the phone lines if you want to chime into our horse discussion, because there's some stuff going on in the news. And in the past, if you've heard Janice on the show with me before, she is a horse person and has a lot of horse background. And, you know, it's a good thing I came prepared to peel. Are you getting warm?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Turn my mic on here. A little bit. But it's such a nice day outside, just looking out the studio windows. Fog is burning off, and I think we're going to have a mostly sunny day.
With some high clouds, and it did get foggy as I was driving in. And, well, it's only supposed to get to, like, the high, well, I think it's supposed to get up into the low 40s, and then it's supposed to, you know, crash tomorrow and rainy, stormy, yucky, warm but rainy, and they're talking about maybe floods by the end of the week and all that good stuff. So, woo-hoo, welcome, winter's here.
Typical November weather in the Pacific Northwest.
And I had a big shock. I had a big shock this week. I went to Costco. I hadn't been to Costco for, I don't know, at least a month or so. And I wasn't prepared. I didn't adequately prepare myself, because I just nonchalantly walked in the door and it was like, bam, it's Christmas. And I was like, no.
In a very big way.
In a very big, big way. And I was like, oh, no. I mean, but, you know, it's like Christmas starts in July around here these days, but I it used to be Christmas didn't start till the day after Thanksgiving, and but now it kind of starts like after Halloween, and it's just earlier every year, and I'm sorry. I know time's going faster, but I have trouble with that. And but on the other hand, happy Thanksgiving, because it's almost Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving week coming up.
It sure is.
And so hope you all have a nice Thanksgiving. And but that means, because we begin Christmas and our holiday celebrations the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So, woohoo! Look forward to next Sunday. Mike will have a bit of a challenge, because even though he's just very new and we're still dating, he will have to change up, because we'd be breaking out the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs.
All right, looking forward to that.
And that's my favorite part of the year, because, if there are no better Christmas carols than the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. And Gary would never dance with me, but you're a dancer, so we'd be dancing in the studio.
I never mm-hmm. said that.
You did too.
Wouldn't dance, but I never said I would dance. What I said was be careful what you wish for.
That, to me, that says you'll dance. See? He'll dance with me.
We'll see.
He'll be on the side of the table here, but we'll dance.
I may be tapping my foot. We'll see.
We will be breaking out the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs and their holiday CDs next weekend and carry through the holiday season. All right, let's see. I suppose, we did Kevin and Kim. And let me give you phone numbers in case sometime before 10 o'clock you want to ring us up and let me know yay or nay on Kevin and Kim and how they did. Local numbers, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. All right. I guess we'll talk about my CREA weekend. You know, all of you that are regulars with me know that, well, pretty much that I've been on a pretty serious spiritual path for the last 25 or so years, and I've been doing the what I call the light work, school of light work, and was already into a major meditation and prayer ritual discipline on a daily basis for the last 25 or so years. Earlier in this year, when my friend Krista, you know, editor and publisher of the New Spirit Journal, decided that she was going to pursue Kriya initiation and told me about it, I kind of knew with every cell of my being that that was the next step on my path and that I was going to do it too, which worked out well because it means we can carpool from the outback into, you know, the temple or Linwood, depending on where our classes are. But we have been, over the last 9 months, we went through the Raja Yoga training, and by the way, when I'm referring to yoga, a lot of people think of yoga as the physical body posturing. Well, I have now learned that that's called Hatha Yoga, the physical body posturing. But the main yoga thing is meditation, spiritual practices, and that's what we're doing and have been doing, and the Kriya Yoga. I thought 2 weeks ago, I told you, well, I'll come back and I will tell you all about the Kriya initiation and so forth. And I will tell you about aspects and kind of the overall thing, but then just bear with me. At any rate, so we have been in class on a weekly basis for about the last 9 months. And first we went through all the Raja yoga training, and then we went into Kriya Prep 1 and then Kriya Prep 2, and our initiation into Kriya Yoga was last Saturday evening. Now, for those of you that don't know what Kriya Yoga is, it is a meditation and a breathing techniques that one uses to elevate or move forward on the spiritual path and primarily burning up, you know, karma and so forth. It is talked about to a great extent in Paramahansa Yogananda's Autobiography of a Yogi, which is an incredible book, has been around for many, many years, and I believe it's like the most published, most read spiritual book ever on the planet. And when I talked about it 2 weeks ago, Chris has sent me an email. I did not realize, and I thought you all might appreciate knowing this information. I can't specifically tell you exactly what Kriya Yoga is, although I will tell you it does involve, among other things, breathing techniques, but because that's widely known when it's talked about in an autobiography or yogi or other places. The interesting thing is, you know, there's been a lot of talk in the news about Steve Jobs, you know, of Apple, and since he passed, and how wonderfully creative and all the great things that he did and all of that. Well, it came to light after his passing that he personally had only one book downloaded on his iPad.
I read that.
Guess what it was? Autobiography of a Yogi, and he read it every year. It's that kind of book. It can be life-altering. It certainly can be awakening, but every time you read it, you get more out of it. And so if you're interested in that, I'll just tell you that you can read more. You can pick up the book very inexpensively on the Yogananda website, which is crystalclarity.com, crystalclarity.com. And I think the book's only like $11 or something on the website. And you can read an article, an excerpt from Autobiography of a Yogi that's all about the Kriya Yoga there. You can also get it at East West Bookstore over in Seattle. They have it at the Bothell Temple, the Ananda Bothell Temple. And at any rate, the culmination of all this Kriya training happened last weekend, and it was pretty much a whole weekend, most of the day and all of the evening on Saturday, and half the day at least on Sunday, and what an experience. I think, however, before I go into any more details and we follow up with the rest of what we're going to do this hour, how about we actually stay sort of close to schedule? Would that work for you, Mike?
Hey, I'm down.
I figure maybe we'll be happy. You'll be happier with me in our relationship if I try to stay on time. So let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So please pay attention. Support our advertisers. And Animal World continues. I'll tell you about my Kriya weekend next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call into Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Or give them a call at 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Are you worthy of being happy? Oprah Winfrey says worthiness is your birthright. You are worthy of being happy. Robin Alexis would be privileged to assist you to embrace your worthiness and help you get and maintain a happy life again. You are invited to post in Robin's private online Soul Spa forums and share with others what inhibits you from feeling worthy to live a happy life. Soul Spa members, people like you, have signed confidentiality agreements to keep all the communication that happens in the Soul Spa. Let Robin Alexis and Soul Spa members help you move from breakdowns to the miracle of breakthroughs. As you participate in the Robin Alexis online Soul Spa, you will liberate yourself and feel worthy of living a happy life again. Visit RobinAlexis.com for more details on the special offer of a reading with Robin and a 1 year's membership to the Soul Spa, or call 360-457-2993. Embrace your happiness now.
Conscious living for conscious people. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Mike Roberge, Animal World's production engineer, is here, and I'm here. Janice from NuPro Pet Supplements will join us after the top of the hour, and we're just kind of chatting our way through the first hour here. I'm delighted to be back. Did you miss me?
We did, actually. As much as I enjoyed Kevin and Kim last week, it just wasn't the same.
Oh, isn't that sweet of you?
Yeah. Well, you know, we say these things on a second date.
I was going to say, see, he's getting this protocol down pretty good, you know.
It's all part of the stuff. It's part of the progression.
Nice. Yeah, in the courting phases, you know, you got to sort of be nice.
That's right.
And otherwise, what's the point?
6 months from now, how will it be? Let's prognosticate here. 6 months, it'll be summer. It'll be warm out, hopefully.
Well, yeah, that would be nice. Well, I would say that, well, like at least with Gary and I, if there's a history here, it progressed over a number of years, and we were all pretty nice. But you know, after you've been work spouses for a long time, you do get kind of testy with each other. Well, I would get into trouble because that's where Gary's fan club came in. Because if I got too testy with Gary on the air, sure enough, there'd be emails coming. Both here to our Animal World Live at hotmail.com email address, so we'd get it in the studio. They'd also email me at my regular email address at home and yell at me for not being nice to Gary. So you see, Mike also has to mind his P's and Q's because he as yet does not have a fan club.
I wish I had a fan club.
So see, I probably should take advantage of that and just pile on you right now
and beat you up so
I can get him in before you develop a fan club.
But if you would like to start a fan club for me, I'm not opposed.
I'm not starting it. It was never my idea. You know, you'll have to earn that right on your own.
I see. Okay. Well, you know,
but part of that is, you know, are you nice to people when they call?
Yeah.
And you also you got to get this Animal World Live at Hotmail down.
Yeah.
You can't be ignoring listeners' emails and stuff.
I've got that
because they
out.
Realize that that's your department, not mine. I don't even know there are any emails unless Mike, you know, tells me.
That's right. I am on it. You know,
yeah.
First show, you know, that was Gary's fault. What can I say?
It's still Gary's fault.
But I am on your emails.
It's Gary's fault for a long time.
I would welcome your phone call.
That was our rule. If you aren't here, it's your fault. When Gary's not here, it's his fault.
Yeah, and you did get blamed for a few things last week.
Did I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well. Well, you know, I couldn't really complain about that because it's my rule, and it's just that when I made it up, I was always here. But so I guess I have to suffer the consequences of that. All right, back to my Kriya initiation weekend last weekend. It all took place at the Ananda Temple in Bothell. And Saturday, we had to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning, and from 10 to 1, it was what we call a long sadhana, pretty much, is that we did energization exercises together. We did prayer and chanting and breathing, and then long time spent in meditation, and it was all preparing us for the initiation that evening. And that was okay, other than it was a little cold in the temple. But then we had a break in the afternoon. On Saturday, we got done about 1 o'clock with meditation. We had to be back at 5:30. Most of the Kriya initiates went, or a lot of them, you know, went to the Ananda community in Linwood and hung out there. And kind of the key to the day was we were to be living the day in silence and doing a liquid fast. Although they prepared a light soup for everybody at the temple, I went home and had a light soup and drank lots of fluids. And my cats thought it was a little weird that I was so quiet and all of that. But I didn't talk on the phone or do anything, and I did my very best to honor that. And Krista says she went to the Ananda community in Linwood during that break time. And of course there were a lot of people there hanging out in the break time that were apparently fascinating, or looked like fascinating people and fellow, you know, Kriya initiates and or Kriya bonds already. And that's what we call ourselves once you've been initiated into Kriya, is Kriya bonds. It's kind of like Cinnabons, but Kriya bonds with an A at the end, B-A-N, not B-O-N.
Sounds cooler.
Yeah, Kriya bonds. But they couldn't talk to each other. So, you know, they're hanging out together, but they couldn't get to know each other, couldn't talk to each other, so that was a little weird. But then we had to be back at 5:30, and the initiation and ceremony took from like 5:30 till almost 9:30 that evening. And, you know, I thought that I was going to come in today and tell you all the details and share all of that with you. But I just have to say that there pretty much are no words to describe how incredible it was. It was by far and away the most special spiritual experience that I have ever gone through. It was absolutely phenomenal. And parts of that that are kind of fairly well known is that all of the new initiates, those of us that have just been educated this year on our taking the vows and the initiation, were there. And then all other Kriya bonds that have previously been initiated, many come to support the new initiates and be reinitiated themselves. And everyone wears white. Except for the Naya Swamis, our teachers, Reman and Padma, and some of the other Naya Swamis, they wear their colors, which is kind of a cobalt blue. So the temple was pretty much full, and it was phenomenal. The light in that place, it was just glowing, and it was absolutely phenomenal. And the reason I'm not, I can't tell you what the Kriya is exactly. And we went through a ceremony, and we did, you know, prayer and chanting and stuff, and then through the ceremony of initiation and all of that. And then we were taught the Kriya techniques that evening at the temple. And then there was a whole ceremony, you know, to finish that and out and all of that. I thought I was going to tell you all about that, but I'll tell you, it was just so special and feels so private that, you know, it's kind of like I'm keeping it in my heart.
It's yours.
It's mine. Yeah. But the other thing is that if any of you out there listening ever decide that you want to do Kriya, part of the awe of the evening was that we hadn't, and Krista feels exactly the same way, we had no idea what was going down. We didn't know any of that. I mean, we knew we were all going to be in white, you know, and it's a ceremony and initiate, and we'd learn that and all that. We know those little details. But we had no idea how this was all going to shake out. So everything was like, whoa, ooh, ah, the ooh. And it was just, it was absolutely magical.
Seems like a bit of a rebirth. Just the whole notion of being born again.
No. It is so much more powerful and so much bigger than that. There are no words to describe what it's all about. But we all, you know, we came out of there kind of like, holy moly. We had no idea what exactly, we know it was a breathing technique, but there's more than that, and there's a lot of different aspects, and we came out going, sure glad we're going to review in the morning. So we had to be there at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, and we spent 2 hours reviewing and learning the techniques, and then the Naya Swamis checking us to make sure we were doing it right and all of that. And then we went through the regular Sunday service, which I had never been through at the temple because I'm always here. And that's why I'm taking a Sunday off every month now. Because, the Sunday service at the temple, it is just, and everyone's welcome, all religions, it's just, these people are just incredible. The service was incredible. I'm excited to be able to go once a month now. At any rate, what I can tell you, and if you want to know more about the Kriya and what it is, read Autobiography of a Yogi, go to crystalclarity.com, read the excerpt from Autobiography of a Yogi that talks all about the Kriya. But it's an ancient spiritual practice and technique, and what I can tell you, because it is laid out in the book and the stuff that you will read, is that what they say, and have been saying for eons about this ancient technique, is that, Mike, one Kriya breath is equivalent to living a full year of clean spiritual living in terms of burning karma.
Wow.
And I'll tell you just one little thing that Riemann, our Naya Swami, said during the ceremony Saturday evening, as he was kind of explaining the techniques and all of this. And it is a discipline, because you have to, that's why during the initiation you are agreeing to commit to this and do this every day. And you're supposed to do it twice a day. Okay? And one of the little comments, he was testing us to see if we were paying attention. And he said, you know, and as you do this, these practices every day, if you encounter joy and bliss, well, don't do that. And then we all laughed. He said, I'm just seeing if you're paying attention. But he said, you know, that's likely to happen. Well, let me tell you, I have been the most disciplined I have ever been in my life. I can't tell you how, and this is the surprise to me, because I have been disciplined metaphysically in terms of prayer and meditation and my rituals daily for 25 years. I've been doing the light work. I didn't think it would be. I never imagined it would be this dramatic. But let me tell you, I've been doing it every day, you know, since last, you know, Saturday night, and every single day my life is getting better. I don't need as much sleep. I actually look forward to getting up. I can't wait to do this stuff. Every day I go through the Kriya, every day I feel better. And this bliss and joy stuff, Mike, I mean, I have been walking 2 feet off the ground since last Saturday. It is like I have never felt as good. I have never been as happy in my whole entire lifetime as I am now. And it just gets better and better and better every day. And I'm like, whoa.
That's pretty powerful.
It is extreme. I tell you, there are no words to describe it. It is absolutely phenomenal, incredible, all of that. Read the book. That'll get you started. And there you go. So it was blow your socks off. Fabulous.
As I said earlier, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty deep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty powerful.
But you got to be ready. Got to want to do it.
Yep. Well, you said discipline, and I'm sure focus is a lot, is part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
It all
yeah,
comes.
You
got
to be willing to do the work. You know. So my schedule, I've had to change, because every time you add more, and you know, all this stuff into here, because I'm still doing the meditation and the light work and all the prayer work and all the stuff I did before. Now I've just added another hour and a half a day to it. So you know, you have to be committed to do that. Let me tell you, is it ever worth it?
Seems like the benefits speak for themselves.
You might have to tie me into the chair by next week or something. I'll tell you what. It is just incredible. All right. Now, we'll go on here, or I'm not going to get anything done for the rest of this hour. Of course, I'm not going to get everything done here now, but I want to let you know that in terms of my Abby kitties and all of that, little Buzzy, my next one coming back, it will be 4 weeks old on Monday. and the breeder sent me new pictures. So I had, there's a picture, his baby picture at about 10 days with a little pile of the three ruddy Abyssinian boys. And then new pictures arrived in the last day or so. So they're almost 4 weeks old. And Rhonda is posting them up. If you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. You'll see Martha and Freedom the Eagle, but then scroll down, you'll see the little pile of Abyssinian babies, and that's Buzzy and his litter mates at 10 days old. And then there's the almost 4 week picture. And if any of you would like to chime in, and you can email me at contactmartha on MarthaNorwalk.com or address your email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com, and tell me which one of those three kittens you think is Buzzy. I'm entertaining everybody's ideas. Who do you think? Which one is Buzzy? Okay. And it's very exciting. We're having a new baby coming, but they're only almost 4 weeks old, and I'm thinking it's going to be at least a month or so before, he'll have enough under his belt to be able to come home with us. But I don't exactly know what age he'll be when I'll bring him home. I'm feeling our way through that. But, oh, they're so cute. So MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and you can see the new Buzzy pictures. And then, oh, boy, I have a programming note. I was able to schedule an interview this week that I have wanted to do for several years. And I'm so excited. Now you're going to love it. You all remember Ann Gordon? Ann Gordon was a local animal trainer here, and she worked into becoming a movie animal trainer. And I think she had Ann's Animal Actors. And she wrote a book about dog tricks, or cat tricks, teaching cats how to perform tricks and stuff for movies. And so for many, many years, she had animals and would travel all over the world to do movies with animals, and she'd be the animal handler and do the animals in the movies. And one movie I'm thinking of, what was that Sasquatch movie that was local here?
Harry and the Hendersons.
Okay, remember all the animals that were in that movie? Well, Ann Gordon was the animal trainer on that movie and all those animals. Well, she, a number of years ago, she went down to Panama to do a movie in the outback with a native tribe out, in the way out back of Panama. And in the course of being there and filming this movie, she met and fell in love with a young native tribesman. They didn't even speak the same languages. And of course, we all thought that knew her. What on earth is she doing? Well, It's work. They've had a lot of years together, a number of years together now. She lives there most of the time. She travels back up here. She still does her animal actor thing, but she's moved into she does tours of the tribal lands and Panama. She's now worked into dolphin and whale healing, and she does dolphin and whale trips down in that area and all this stuff. So she's doing all kinds of really cool stuff. And anyway, for the very first time, she and her native, Panamanian, is that what you call it, husband, Oatneal, I think is how, Oatneal, at least that's how I pronounce it, I'll find out, they're coming to Seattle for Christmas. And so they have agreed to come in on December 19th and be here on Animal World with us. So not only will we have Ann Gordon de Barajon, but we'll have her husband, Oatneal, here in the studio.
Special.
Yeah, we get to hear the whole story. So, mark your calendars. December 19th. Ann Gordon de Barragon and her husband from Panama, Oatneal, and we're going to hear the whole story. I'm really excited.
Can I make just one correction? It would be Sunday,
December 20th. 18th? Okay. No, it's 20th today. All right.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
18th. A week before Christmas.
Yeah. That's better.
December 18th.
Yeah, okay.
Minor detail.
That. But see, that's why you're such a good production engineer. You actually check the details.
Details do matter.
Yeah. See, that would have flown right back, Gary.
He would have thought about it later.
Yeah. So would have I. Okay, but very good. Thank you for that. All right, so let's get into... Before I get into any news that we'll cover in just a few minutes here... this was sent out by our local rescue email network, and they pulled it off of Craigslist, but I thought it was worth mentioning because it's in our area. Lost African gray parrot in Snoqualmie. Now, Rico escaped on November 14th, so it's been 6 days. And it's been very cold and wet. But as you know, when we do our Mollywood Avian Sanctuary updates, Betsy talks about how these parrots stay out in the cold all the time. Now, granted, Rico was an indoor parrot, and he wasn't acclimated for outdoors. But even though they're afraid that he may be dead, I'm not getting a read on it. But I was looking at my computer, I was looking at this on the computer, and I was thinking, oh, it's been too long, I don't need to print this and take it to the air, and I got, no, print it, take it. So, I think there's a possibility that he's still out there. So, Rico escaped on November 14th, he's an African gray parrot. Rico does talk, and he flew out the door, and our 5-year-old didn't know what to do. We have been searching for him, but are afraid that he is dead because of the cold and wet weather. The only hope we have is if someone close to the casino area in Snoqualmie found him and saved him. He is a sweetheart, and we just feel terrible. He has never even attempted to go outside or fly away. And please call Bob at 425-766-4955 if you have seen or found Rico. That's Bob in Snoqualmie at 425-766-4955 if you've seen or found Rico. So everybody think good thoughts, and if Rico's still out there, let's get him back to his family. And I want to say, Ed, I got your wonderful cartoon and the great article you sent me, but it's perfect for next week in Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, so I'm gonna save that. And now you did, so you have a fan club starting, because Ed always addresses his cartoons and his little letters to everybody, and Mike is included in this.
Well, thank you, Ed.
So Ed's got you on the list now.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Oh, we had some dog park stuff in the news. There's more stuff about the salmon virus. Apparently, they're finding more up in the British Columbia area. A lion escaped its den at the zoo.
Right about that.
Yeah.
That must have been exciting.
Well, it didn't cause any problems or anything, but they did have to tranquilize. I would imagine somebody forgot to close a door. Oops. Let's see. Oh, now this is, I'm going to save this for when we get Janice on, and we'll probably get to this in the third hour. There is a conference report that is now urging the restart of horse slaughter in this country. You know, it was all shut down, and now they want to restart it. And, you know, there's some reasons to support that. There's some reasons, you know, and of course there's all the cons on the other side. But we're going to get into that with Janice after we talk about Nupro. A cancer drug now that they found helps obese monkeys lose weight fast. I put this with a question mark. I mean, I suppose I could have put it in good news, except that I find it very difficult to support the doing the research on these monkeys to begin with. And, why not? I just have a hard time with that. All right. Africa's western black rhino has been listed as extinct, along with a Vietnam Javan rhino is probably extinct. And have we got? Well, we can. Are you ready for good news? All right, let's because we want the sunshine to stay. So let's do a little good news about animals. Yeah, all right, it does. And here we go. All right, so we have got, quickly in the best news, good news department, Feds may halt use of chimps in labs, shows, and as personal pets. Woohoo! Since 1990, the federal government has deemed all wild chimpanzees to be entitled to protection because they are an endangered species. But the feds saw no need to extend that status to the approximately 2,000 captive chimps in the U.S. They are contemplating right now, the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife, classifying all chimps, captive or wild, as endangered. And if you, they are taking input, accepting comments until January 20th. So if you want to chime on this and support labeling all chimps, captive or not, as endangered, and that means they can't be used in research, they'll go into the chimpanzee rescues, woohoo, www.regulations.gov. www.regulations.gov. That's very good news. A nice little blurb about the police horses downtown on Pioneer Square and what a good job they do with crowd control and everybody, because nobody likes policemen, but everybody loves horses. So that was cute in the mail today. Oh, this was an article out of South Korea. And you know what they're doing with human bodies over there? And they're cremating them and then turning the ash into gem-like beads.
For what purpose?
For instead of keeping an urn of ashes, you get a little collection of gem-like beads that you can put in a little pouch and carry with you, or, you know, or whatever. And I thought that was kind of cool. I'd rather have little gem-like beads rather than ashes.
Yep.
So I'm thinking they're doing this in South Korea. Well, how about doing it for animals? Right over here. I just saw it.
I think that's a great idea. I think a lot of people would like to do that, too.
I think so, too. And then check out a great article in yesterday's Seattle Times. In agility, biggest obstacle is the cat. Check it out. A really cool article on the latest craze in cat shows. This has been going on for a good few years now. You know, dogs do agility courses and all of that. Well, they have them for cat shows, too. So a nice write-up on cat agility. That's good. And then a kudos, a good news to the Burke Museum and their wonderful exhibits they do. And they had a Meet the Mammals for kids last Saturday, and it was a big hit and really, really good. And if you don't check out what's going on at the Burke Museum, you know, at the UW campus, and you have kids, and even if you don't, phenomenal exhibits. So pay attention to what's going on there. All right. Trying real hard to whip through all that. We did, so I'm close. We are wrapping up this hour of the show. Fall into winter tip, so you know how to keep your dogs safe in the cold weather, and especially you got little ones that don't like to go out in the cold to do you know what. Listen up, I'll tell you how to get that done, that job done. Stay with us, and we will return with Janice from New Pro Pet Products straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.